Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Miss Jamie Feaster with Brookdale Waxahachie. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you, Julie?
Wonderful. Thank you. And Jamie, I know it's more than just Brookdale Waxahachie.
Back in the day, it was known as Altera Sterling House.
Oh, yeah.
Then Brookdale bought it in 2006, and it became Brookdale Sterling House.
Uh-huh.
And then around 2014, we changed our name to Brookdale Waxahachie.
Wow. Well, I'm sure y'all know where Brookdale is, but it's over there near Finley Junior High, across the street from kind of the
Social Security office.
Yeah.
Wiley's.
Yeah. Beautiful building. Nice
Thank
place.
You.
Now, what do you do there?
I am actually the executive director. I am not new to Brookdale, however. I've been with them for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I started at Brookdale in Wichita Falls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
Brookdale's, is it in Texas or is it just?
It's nationwide.
Really?
We have over 680 communities. At one point, we used to have 1,500 communities. So
wow.
We've kind of scaled back, but we are nationwide and we're offered in most every state, which is really great because if you move in a loved one here to Waxahachie mm-hmm. and you get relocated somewhere, the chances of having a Brookdale community near there are really high.
Yeah.
And you can transfer. Doesn't cost you anything to transfer. You would just assume the monthly rate at that new community.
And you can really understand what you'll be expecting because
exactly.
It's probably, you know, y'all probably have a similar models.
Yeah, we really try to.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so tell me all the things. So when someone is considering needing assisted living or Alzheimer's care, what is the first step?
So you can actually just do a drive-by. Walk in the community, and we're happy to take you at that moment.
Okay.
Or you can call us ahead of time, and we can give you the ins and outs of what you should be looking for as you begin your search. The most important thing, I think, is to come in and experience the community, experience the atmosphere, the staff that works there, and ask a lot of questions. Like I referenced earlier, I've been with Brookdale 17 years. That is huge,
mm-hmm.
a huge history.
Right.
You may have nurses that have worked at a community for 10 plus years. So you really want to find out the tenure of their staff in order to see what their turnover rate is. And so I think those are some really great things when you walk in, see how you're greeted. You know, if you're not an expected guest, how
mm-hmm.
would they treat you?
Yeah.
If you are an expected guest, how are you treated when you enter? You know, do they know that the appointment was made and things like that? So I encourage drop-bys or appointments.
I just remembered this as we're sitting here talking. My dad used to work there. He was the activity director.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and he loved it. Best experience. He totally enjoyed it. But there are so many fun games that he would tell me about. And I know I've been out there for other stuff. Like, there's so many activities. So what are some of the activities that y'all do out there now?
Well, Debbie is our activity director, and we call them resident program coordinators. She's been with us for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Such an amazing legacy that she's given to a lot of our residents. You know, a lot of people think, oh, I'm having to move to assisted living. That is just the end of my journey. But it's really the beginning of a new chapter mm-hmm. of your life.
Yeah.
Where you can have so much life you still have to live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we do all kinds of things. Back actually in April, they took the residents fishing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
they
fun.
Went to see the bluebonnets when they were blooming in Ennis. They go out to eat. We have a lot of activities
okay.
that we plan. We have a lot of volunteers that come inside the community to do different things with us. And actually, one of my goals in the coming year is to really partner with people in our city to grow the volunteer base mm-hmm. at Brookdale
yeah.
and to really have intergenerational activities. So I've already started some of those conversations. I'm really excited to see where those go in the future.
Man, there's a whole lot of opportunities and options that they already have too, it sounds like. What about when they need things like getting their hair done and stuff like that, what do they do?
Oh, we have a wonderful person that comes and does hair at
oh,
our
really?
Community.
Okay.
We have a beauty shop in assisted living, and we also have a beauty shop in the Alzheimer's and dementia care community. So she goes between both.
Okay.
She's been doing hair for ages. As a matter of fact, she did my husband's grandmother's hair.
Oh, wow.
When she was in assisted living.
Wow.
So we've known her a good long while, and the residents love her. She's actually doing hair right now as we speak.
Oh, well, good. So, all right, family members who are listening right now and they're saying, I think my parents probably need this, but the parents aren't listening and they're on that, you know, there's that in-between time where they're not confident in taking that next step, and the older children are trying to help them realize that they need that. What does that conversation look like?
Wow, that is a great question. And we actually have some tools that can help families with that called starting the conversation. I think it's just sitting down around the table and just unpacking some things that you've noticed as an adult child. Mm-hmm. Maybe mom or dad isn't taking their medications regularly. You've come in, you help fill them on a regular basis, and you've noticed AM pills that are still in there or PM pills that are not taken. I think that is a warning sign and a trigger to say there's something going on here, and for some reason my mom or dad, or maybe it's even your spouse, is not functioning the way that they used to. That those are some trigger things. I think if you come in and you see spoiled food in the refrigerator, maybe they've left something on the stove and mm-hmm. it's burned away. Those are kind of dangerous things that you find in your home, right? You don't want them eating something that's spoiled or burning their house down. Those are triggers to help you know that the time is right. There could be other things. Maybe they're frequently falling.
Yeah.
And so you're just not able to be at their house 24 hours a day, and you want someone to be there to lay eyes on them. That's another way you can start the conversation. I would also say that if you're having questions and concerns, that's absolutely the time to call us mm-hmm. so that we can listen to those concerns. We can discover how we can help you and really partner to give you questions that trigger that conversation with your loved one, and partnering with your loved one's doctor. That is really important because a lot of times they can be the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that.
And leave the loved one to be
right.
The person. But I think when it comes to the fact that you feel every night you're exhausted from caregiving, you go to bed
or
and you're
worrying
like,
about
worry.
The lack of being able to do it, maybe, yeah.
Just, you know, how can I be my mom's daughter again instead mm-hmm. of her caregiver? How can I be my mom's son again instead of her caregiver or my spouse? How can I be that partner, that life partner, and not have to have the burden of caregiving too? Because that causes a lot of stress, Julie, and it can sever relationships.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that's when you think, let me partner with an assisted living and a memory care to help with that, because we want to give you the opportunity to be in that rightful place. And I think sometimes there's a lot of guilt, particularly with husbands and wives that are married and yeah. they take that oath and that vow before God, and they say, I am going to care for you till death do us part. You know, I think there's a lot of guilt that comes to that when maybe one of them is dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's, because they don't want to put them away somewhere. But I think that's where we can help partner with you to have that conversation.
Yeah.
To say you are still providing care.
Right.
This still falls in the umbrella of honoring and respecting and caring. You're just getting back to the place where you can be their partner again.
So, oh man, we are running out of time. I have so many more questions. We're going to have to talk again.
I would love to
we'll
do that.
We'll have to do to be continued. We are out of time. All right. So, Jamie, if someone needs to get in touch with you and they want to find out more information, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I'm going to actually give you two phone numbers. The okay. first one is my personal work phone that I would love for you to call anytime. That's 214-399-4271. Again, 214-399-4271. You can also look at brookdale.com and search for Waxahachie to find images of our community and just get a soft introduction. You can also call the community directly at 972-937-2600. 972-937-2600.
And if they forget that, they can always go to the Chamber website, pull this audio up and find that information, or call us and we'll help connect you with Brookdale and Jamie. Jamie, thank you for joining us today, and we'll do this again soon, and we'll do to be continued.
All right. Thank you, Julie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.